Okay, today is Daf Tzadik. We are on Pei Tes Amud Beis. I guess we'll go back to the Mishnah, because I said we would probably do that. And today's shir is sponsored by the Goldstein family, Le'ilu Nishmas Etta Bas Rabbi Yeshua, who's the artist later in the week, Shama Shav and Aliyah. Shnei Gittin. Two Gittin. Shnei Ksuvos. And two Ksuvos that are produced by one woman. How'd that happen? She got married, she had a Ksuva, she got divorced. She got married to the same man. She got another Ksuva from him, she got divorced again. She produces two gets and two. What's the Gemara? So take that one over there from the shuls.
The first get, mm-hmm.
Why?
Because she married the same one again.
So what? She has a get. She got two ksuvas. The answer is she collects twice. Go with Shnei Ksuvos. She collects twice. Now we're going to have every other case where not the case. Right, that one. Shnei Ksuvos. Two ksuvos, v'get echad, but only one get. Or ksuva, one ksuva, v'shtei gittin. Or two gets and one ksuva. Oh, ksuva, v'get, umisa. Combo like that. Eino gova ela ksuva achas. You only get one ksuva. Why? Shahamagarish is ishtov hechzira, because when you divorce a wife and remarry her, almanas ksuva rishona machzira. It's on the first ksuva, unless he said otherwise, and he gave her a second one. That's why there's only one ksuva here, all these cases, and therefore she only gets one ksuva, even if they were married twice.
He marries her, divorces her, and then a month later, no ksuva was given, marries her again.
Right, so it's on.
Two ksuva.
He could, or he could say, you know what, that first ksuva from 2 months ago, we'll just use that one.
Yeah.
All right. Why did they get divorced? I don't know, they had a fight.
Why did they get two ksuva?
How many? Because he's trying to win her back. I'll give you another ksuva. So now, when we say like this, when there was one to get but two ksuvas, so which ksuva does she get? E boy behind Gavi, E boy behind Gavi, whichever one she wants. Whichever one is more, whichever one she wants. Let's say that goes against what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shtei Sharos Eretz B'Zera Chazeh, Bitel Shein Es HaRishon. When you produce two documents from the same people, the second one nullifies the first one. Second over here, we don't say that. She can get any ksuva she wants. Lavit Marla, yeah, but that we said, Amar of Papa, Umod Rav Nachman, the Osif Badikla L'Tosefes Ksuva Seha. Kitzvei. Yeah. The second one nullifies the first one if they're the same. But if you add something, it doesn't. Hachanami the Osifla. He added something. So if you add something, then you can pick whichever one you want. Oh, you pick the lesser one? Maybe the lesser one is earlier in time, so you have more lakuchas. Who knows? Tana Rabbanan. Hotzia get, uksuva, umisa, right? So what does that mean? Give a get, a ksuva, and then he died. In get kodum l'ksuva, if the get precedes the ksuva, go v'shtei ksuvos. She gets two. Ksuva kodem es l'get, if the ksuva precedes the get, ena gova el ksuvas achas. You only get one. Why? Simple. Shamagarish es ishto v'echzira almanas ksuva rishona hechzira. Because the first ksuva is the one that counts. Next. Katan shehisiya aviv ksuvasa kayemes. Let's say a katan gets married and he's 10 years old. 11-year-old boy. So the father says, okay, you know, the halacha son, you have to give a ksuva. So, all right, so write it up. So they write it up. When they turn of age, that ksuva becomes chal, becomes effective. Why? Shalmanas ken kaila, that's why he married her. So too, ger, shenis gaira ishto imo, a gaish, a couple, and they decide together to convert. And maybe they had in their religion, in their life, previous in the gaish life, that's a kind of ksuva. That ksuva will be in effect. Ksuvasa kayames, that ksuva is chal. Why? Shamanas ken kaima. That's why they got married. And those obligations, just because you became now a Jew, why should those obligations go away? Amar v'hunat loshan ela mana masayim. That's only true for the basic ksuva. Aval tosefes ela. There's no tosefes. In the case, I think it's the case of the cotton. Right? Yeah. Yes. Either one. Even the ger also. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, I feel the Tosefes yesh, but even the Tosefes, why not? Meisvei, 1 second. Chidshu.
When it's not a cut, the Tosefes doesn't count.
What?
Didn't we say when it's not a
what do you mean? The father wrote for the cut in a whole big suva.
Right.
So the Tanakhama says.
And then what's a Tosefes?
I'm not only am I giving you the basic suva, I'm even giving you $1 million on top of that.
So is that a second suva?
No, it's first. It's called. No, it's Tosefes suva. So the Tanakhama says only the basic suva applies. in a case where a guy became, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, even the $1 million it applies. Why? That makes vei chidshu no teles masha chidshu. If you add on and make a new ksuva, then the chidish applies. Chidshu in lo chidshu lo. That only if you did that. But if you didn't do that, or basic ksuva, no matter what it says in there, doesn't become what's the word I'm looking for? Doesn't exist once they become Jewish. It's a kashan Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a guy and a goyta get married. He writes her a ksuva for $1 billion. Then they decide to become Jews. Does that $1 billion duty obligation in a ksuva kick in? It's a machlokas. So how could it kick in? Only kicks in if you say it specifically. So ema af matshechitshu. No, it kicks in, and if you add something, that also kicks in. Okay. V'ha'alo tarahachi, but that's not what it said. It said, chidshu, no tell us masha chidshu, lo chidshu, what if you didn't do that, then besula gov v'masayim v'almana mana, then it doesn't kick in. So it means, you can't, even if it says it in the ksuva, it doesn't count. T'yufta de Rabbi Yehuda, and the kashan Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is no. Rabbi Yehuda masnisen at ite, he made a mistake learning up the Mishnah.
What does he mean, like chidshu?
He didn't add. He got mad as a guy. He said.
So what's the Quran saying? Like chidshu b'sula gayim
masayim. Right. Right. In other words, they were married as goyim. In the ksuva, it said, "I'm going to give you a basic ksuva, whatever that is, and plus I'm going to give you $1 million." Okay. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Now they become Jews, that $1 million kicks in."
Right.
But this Bryce said that Rabbi Yehuda said that only if you said it, only chidshu if you added it on now as the Jews. Yeah, we're starting over a new life. I'll give you a bigger ksuva. But if you don't say that, then only a basic ksuva applies, which goes against what he said.
But they have to get remarried. Don't they have to get remarried?
Fine. But they don't write up a new ksuva. We have one already.
We have a ksuva from...
From who? He's from him to her.
Right, but it wasn't in that context.
It wasn't in a Jewish context.
Right.
Okay, but there's nothing specifically Jewish about it.
Right.
There's also the whole Masechta about it.
Right, if someone's getting married again,
yeah.
Someone's getting married in Jewish world.
It's a funny thing, because don't Edom sign a ksuva?
Yeah.
Right? It's signed by Edom, by kosher Edom.
Right, so
not by the bartender. Right.
So what's, getting married, the rabbi said, okay, do you have a document? Oh yeah, we have one from 20 years ago. Okay.
Right. Anyway, so the answer is, Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Savar, he thought, ksuvasa kayemes akula milsakai. When the Mishnah said that the ksuva is, in effect, he thought it meant the whole thing. No matter what it says. Velohi, it's not true. Ikra ksuva kai. It only meant the ikra ksuva. Okay. Hajalacha kosev ishto. Hajalacha kosev ishto. Hajalacha kosev ishto. Now we get to an extremely hard daf. Going into tomorrow, it's very, very difficult. We'll do the best we can. Misha haya nashoy shtei nashim. A man is married to two women, which could be umeis, and he dies. Okay? Now he didn't get married to two women at the exact same time. He didn't have a double wedding, but that didn't happen. He married wife one, and then he married wife two. So harishona kodemes lishnia. Wife number one gets her ksuva before wife number two. V'yarshei harishona kodmin liyarshei shnia. And the yarshim of wife number one come before wife number two. That's the easy part of the Mishnah.
It's all or nothing? You don't say 60% of the first one?
No, it's all or nothing.
Are we assuming wife number one died? Or
that's now we're going to get to that. That's case number one is the husband died before both of them. Okay? The husband died before both of them. They both became almanas. Wife number one comes before wife number two. That's the easy case. Now comes the hard case. Nasa es harishona. Now, remember what we said. Remember what this whole daf is about. Ksuvas benin dichrin. What's ksuvas benin dichrin? A girl. We'll call her Rachel. Rachel's getting married. Rachel's getting married to Yaakov. Now Yaakov is, and Rachel, Yaakov's already married. Yaakov's getting married to Rachel. Rachel's father, Rachel's a rich girl. Father's a rich man. Rachel's going into the marriage now, but Yaakov's already married to Leah. And he already has kids. What's going to happen? Rachel's going to bring stuff into the marriage. Rachel's going to die. And then all that stuff will go to Leah's children. Because they're Yarshim. And a husband Yarshim's a wife. And so Now Yaakov's like, okay, I want my daughter to get married and everything, but this is a little not fair. So the Chachamim realized that, and they came up with something called Ksuvas Benin Dichman, which says that in this kind of situation, after Yaakov dies, not while he's alive, after Yaakov dies, Rachel's family gets it back. Either her kids with Yaakov, or if she doesn't have kids, it goes back to Rachel's family. That's Ksuvas Benin Dichman. Okay? So now what happened in the case of this? Nases HaRishona, he marries Rachel, Umesa, and she dies. Then Nasa Shnia, it doesn't have to be this order. This doesn't have to be this order. Then he married Leah. No, he could have married Leah first. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, Umes who? Then Yaakov died. So the case is, this is the order. Wife number one dies. Now, by wife number one dying, Ksuvas Benin Dichrin kick in. But the problem is, then he died. When he dies, his children inherit him. And then that wife number two is entitled to a ksuva. Right? Remember what I said. Ksuvas Benin Dichrin doesn't get paid until Yaakov dies. So Rachel died. Rachel's kids now are waiting, when is Yaakov going to die so we can get the land back? Sure enough, he dies. No one lives forever. He dies. Now, Leah's children say, one second, we get Yerusha now. Rachel's children, we get Ksuvas Benin Dichrin now. Who gets first?
Benin Dichrin, obviously.
Why? Obvious. Why is it so obvious?
Well, I'm trying to take her land.
What?
It's her land. It's not that land.
Correct. But without Ksuvas Benin Dichrin, they're Yarshim. By the way, Rachel's children are also Yarshim. Rachel's children are also Yarshim. They're also sons.
Yeah, but she died first.
What? So what? Her dying has nothing to do with them inheriting their father. Think about it.
Right?
You hear what's going on here? Who gets first?
But the father had an obligation on Ksuvas Benin Dichrin.
Now, there are really three things. There are really three claims here. There's a claim for Ksuvas Benin Dichrin.
Right.
That's from Rachel. Rachel's children.
Right.
There's a claim for Ksuva.
Yeah.
From Leah.
From Leah, right.
Right? And because Leah's still alive.
Right.
And then there's a claim for Yerusha. The kids get Yerusha, they're Yarshim and their father. Now, happens to be.
Why are you separating Ksuvas Benin Dichrin as a separate thing?
Because it is a separate thing.
No, it's not. Same as a Ksuva. It's a Ksuva just with a different type of transfer.
Correct.
So the Ksuva for her and Ksuva for Leah is the same Ksuva.
Correct.
Like any two women.
Correct. Correct. You're right. So the question is, who gets first? What if it's not enough? What if it's not enough to go around? It's not enough. So now what do you do? So...
But that's off the table, that property.
See, that's right.
What?
It's off the table.
Is it?
It goes back to the...
Then why do you have to wait till for him to die? It should be the minute she dies. No, that's not the takana. The takana was after the husband dies, it goes back to Rachel's family. What are you waiting for?
Yeah,
but she's dead.
He's still alive. Right.
Until what? Did he die?
He died.
Okay. So this is what the Mishnah's talking about. Now, says the Mishnah, again, Nasa Zerishon of Emesa. You marry wife number one, wife number one dies. Nasa Shnia, you marry wife number one, then you marry wife, doesn't make a difference. Umes who? Husband dies. Shnia the Yarsheha, wife number two, and her sons, Kodmin Liyarshe Harishona, come before wife number one's Yarshim. Does that make sense?
I was saying the wife number one was the one who...
Why is that? Why does wife number two claim come before wife number one claim? The answer is because the wife number two... Her, what does she want? She wants her ksuva. What is that? It's a chov. When one is a Yerusha. It's called a Yerusha. The Yarshining from her. The getting the land back as a Yerusha. That takes second status to a chov.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara is. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what
we're at. This is no different than the case. The guy owes money to creditors and the ksuva.
Exactly. They get paid first.
Correct.
And then the ksuva gets paid.
Right?
It's, if it's older. But here, not even saying, if it's not older. Doesn't matter about older.
Nice, sir.
It's a chov. Paying off a ksuv is a chov. Paying off a ksuv with a dichrin is Yerusha. Chov beats Yerusha. That's the premise of this whole daf. That chov beats Yerusha. Okay? Because on Amud Beis, there's going to be a guy here who also is owed money. Where did he fit in? Right? We said there were three claims. Her, Yerusha. Now what about the guy who owes money? He owes someone money. Where did he fit in this hierarchy?
Ooh, the,
right?
The husband owes somebody money?
Yeah. So the guy says, oh, your husband died. So your father died. Pay me the money. Mm-hmm. So you get in line. Right? So where in the line does he get? So right now the Mishnah says, wife number two, who's still alive, it's a whole machlokas mishonah if she's also dead. I don't think it's so complicated like that. Wife number two, and then she died. Now it's sons fighting against sons, as opposed to, that's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Shnia, wife number two, vi yarsheha, and her yarshim, kodin liyarshe mishonah. Come before the children of wife number one. Okay, why is that? Because that ksuv is a chov, and a chov beats get yarshim, right? Okay, so far so good?
It's
Yerusha. It's considered a Yerusha.
There's no mention here, though, of that Ksuvas ben Dichren so far.
It's understood. What else is it? It's understood. It's understood. That's what's going on here.
What, the second wife has power over the first
one? No, because Yerusha is equal. Unless it's a Bechor. Yerusha is equal. It doesn't matter where the sons, what wife the sons come from. This guy dies, he leaves six sons. Three from wife number one, and three from wife number two. Let's say there's no Bukhar, the Bukhar died. So there's three sons and three. They divide equally.
Has to be that case.
So it has to be B'nai Dichron. There's nothing else it could be. Trust me, it's B'nai Dichron, trust me. Now, case number one was easy. Case number one was, the husband died, we left two wives. Right? Now, Midiktani Harishona Kodemes Lashnia. Since we said in case number one, okay, so that's the easy case. What was the easy case? What was case number one? Wife number one, the husband died. So what did the Mishnah say? Wife number one is kodemeth to wife number two. Right? The Logatani doesn't say harishona yeshla vahashniya einla. It doesn't say the wife number two gets nothing. That's not what it says. Michlal, what do you see from here? De'i kadma shniya v'tafsa la mafkina mine. If wife number two would come and grab first, right? If she were to do that, she's also owed money. But she has to get in line. So if she would grab the money and go out of line, you wouldn't take it away from her. Why? Because her claim still is a valid claim. Shmamina, and if that's true, Balchov Ba'uchur Shekadam V'gova Mashagava Gava. Right? If it's true that she did that, any Balchov did that. I owe him money 5 years ago. I owe him money from 1 year ago. He comes and chops my money. He gets to keep it. He asks Tosfos, 1 second. There's a halacha that you're allowed to go take lekuchos. So even if person later in line takes the land, someone earlier in line can just take it away from him. So it's never going to work. That's a good question. I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Anyway, so is that true? That if somebody is later in the line, they can cut the line and just take the land?
Keep it.
Like wife number... So the says, no. Lo'olamei malach, mashagava, lo'gava. No, you can't do that. Umay kodemes. What does it mean, kodemes? It means legamri ketani. It means completely. Meaning, the second wife gets nothing. She gets nothing. It's not prorated, like you thought. It's not prorated. The second wife gets nothing. Kidnan, like we learned, ben kodem labas. A son precedes a daughter in Yerusha. Does the daughter get anything?
No.
If there's a son and a daughter, the son gets everything, the daughter gets nothing. What do you mean, kodemes, precedes? The daughter gets nothing.
Support.
What?
Support.
Right, but no Yerusha. No, it's a question. What do you mean, the son precedes the daughter? That makes you think, the son gets, and then the daughter also gets. Just not first. No, the daughter gets nothing. So you see, a lashon of kodemes can be exclusive. The daughter gets nothing. So it's over here, wife number two could get nothing. Ikadiyamri, others have it the exact opposite. Since it doesn't say that if the second wife came and chapped, she gets to keep it, michlal. If she did do that, we take it away from her. You see from here, balchov mu'ukhar shekadim v'gava mashagava logava. If a guy, if a balchov, a later balchov comes and grabs it, he doesn't get to keep it. Clearly. So he says, no. Maybe what he chab, he can keep. Why does it say Why does it seem to imply not like that? I did the tani shnia v'yarsha kodman liyarsha rishona. Because in the harder case, it said that. Wife number two comes before wife number one, and over there it didn't mean, and wife number one gets nothing. It didn't mean that. It just meant that wife number two comes first. So for consistency's sake, turn the page. Tananami Rishona Kodamas Lashniya. So do we say the second wife comes before the first wife? The first wife comes before the second wife, not to necessarily mean that the second wife has a right, that if the second wife would grab it, she wouldn't get to keep it. So that question is not resolved. Can someone do that? It's not resolved. Doesn't seem too fair, but I'm not paskining, I don't know what that halacha is, but it's not resolved, that question. Okay? Good? Okay. Now, we don't have enough time to do the very, very, very hard case. Was Nasa as Harishona. Okay? Now, Shmamina Tlas. You see from this halacha. What halacha? Wife number one died. Then husband died. Then wife number two comes before the Yarshim of wife number one. Right? So you learn from this halacha three things. Number one, Shmamina Achas Bechayav V'Achas B'Moso. In this situation where one's alive and one's dead, Yesh lahen ksuvas benin dichrin. There is such a thing as ksuvas benin dichrin. There is such a thing. The Mishnah said that. Just wife number two comes first. V'lo chayshinan li'intsuye. And we're not choshesh that the kids are going to fight. Or we don't care if they fight. Now, what does that mean? So we have to look at Rashi. Look at the top line, the end of the line. L'rishonim, to the first son, the first wife, is ksuvas benin dichrin. V'lo amrinan, and we don't say, ki tikkun benin dichrin, when did he make up that rule of benin dichrin? Hecha demesu shtein b'chayev. If they're both dead, both wives died. If both wives died during the life of the husband, then there's a rule of ksuvas benin dichrin. But if wife number two is still alive, then ksuvas ha'achas meruv mishal chaverta, and one ksuv is bigger, Anu notlin ksuvas iman, the elu notlin ksuvas iman. So wife number one's children get their share back. Wife number two's children get their share, whatever the ratio is. Vashar chalukim b'shaf. And whatever's left is divided evenly as Yerusha. However, dahashta asu tarvayu b'toras benin dichrin. They're both coming with benin dichrin. Right? Rachel's father wants the land back, and Leah's father wants it back. Both. So Yerusha Sa'av v'lo asal l'intzuyi. So why was that? What was there something to fight about? They both wives died. Rachel's family gets her back. Leah's gets hers back. Is there anything left? They split it evenly. There's nothing to fight about. But if Leah's still alive, Aval achas b'chayev v'achas b'moso. Rachel died. Leah's still alive. The Yarshe Shnia. Wife number two, or her sons, is coming to collect a ksuva. Right? A ksuva, which is a chov, is a debt. Right? Velome avi and ba'al lehem. They're not coming. I'm not sure what that means. Velome avi and ba'al lehem. Ubnei Rishona, ba'al litol chelek yoser mikarach Yerushazav. Da Yerushan tanan. There, what they're doing is, in essence, by them coming for ksuvas benin dichrin, they're reducing the Yerusha of the second wife. Now, it's only fair because it's their land. But there's a havdina to say, in this case, there should be a ksuvas benin dichrin. Ksuvas benin dichrin should only be when both wives are dead. Not when one wife outlives the husband. It shouldn't be, because second wife's going to say, you're taking my Yerusha away. Well, that's exactly what ksuvas benin dichrin is. Right?
It's not my land, it's her land. I don't know how it's...
However, okay, so maybe it was a weak havamina, but you don't say it. That's shmamina number one. Right? Shmamina, achas b'chayev v'achas b'moso, yesh len ksuvas benin dichrin. Which is our case, v'locha shin len tuye, when achoshesh, there's going to be some kind of taina, which is a weak taina. Number two, and then the Gemara says, mimai, how do you know that? Midikani, because the Mishnah said, Shnia v'yarsha, kardman liyarsha rishona. Nitam hu dekadbi. They come first. But ha'ika, shakli. But the second, but why does the boy get her ksuvas benin dichrin back? So what do you see? In this case, he's saying even in this case. Number two, Shma Mina. Ksuva Nasis Mosar L'chavrate. Okay, this is the hard one. Now, Ksuvas Ben Dichrin goes against the rules of Yerusha. Right? Goes against the rules. The rules of Yerusha are that when a husband dies, when a man dies, his children inherit. Now we're giving the land back to his wife, number one's parents or kids. What is that? You're uprooting the din of Yerusha. Now the Chacham did it with a very good reason. The reason was because they wanted women to get married, and they wanted to make sure that the father should know, why should someone else's kids get my land? Why should wife number two's sons inherit my... What if my wife doesn't have any children? What if she's not talking to have children? Then what happens? My land goes to her, Leah's kids? Why should that be? So they made it to Ksuvas Ben Dichrin.
But the land doesn't belong to the husband.
Sure it does. No, it doesn't. But if she died, a husband inherits a wife.
Yeah,
if a woman dies, who inherits her? Her husband, not her father.
Right.
She's married for 30 years. Not the father's inheritor. We're making this new thing. No, it goes back to the father. That goes against the rules of Yerusha. So the Chacham said, we're only going to do this if there's at least $1 in the estate that we could say Yerusha is going to apply to. There has to be a dollar left over that the Yerusha could apply to. So we're going to hold from Hilchas Yerusha at least a dollar, then we'll give the land back. But let's say there's nothing in there. This is the only guy, the guy who's in penniless except for that land. That's Zuxu has been a different. Because by doing that, you're uprooting the dinim of Yerusha.
That's a whole separate problem.
So why?
Yeah. You use up the kufos of the property in the first place.
What do you mean?
The idea behind it is what she comes in with,
we'll go back to her. He's going to use it. But, and then when he dies, it goes back to her family.
Exactly, but if he used it up, he owes her that money.
So then...
You can't take the field and sell the field or mortgage the field.
So he has it. But he doesn't have anything else.
That's fine.
So then there's no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. There's no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin in that case, because you're not holding from the Hilchos Yerusha at all. You're giving it back to someone who doesn't deserve it. The Torah said it goes to X. You're giving it to Y.
I'm confused.
So if there's extra, let's say the guy's only asset is this Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. So it doesn't go back. Because by giving it back to the wife of the one's parents, you're not holding from Dino of Yerusha. Where should it go?
It gets divided
among all the sons.
Why would the other son, the sons, that's the worst case.
Hilchas Yerusha. That's what Hilchas Yerusha says.
So I can knock out every single.
1 minute, but 1 second. But the Mishnah says is Shmari number two, that the ksuva for wife number two, that counts as Hilchas Yerusha.
How much did he get?
Huh?
How much are they entitled to?
Who?
The children.
Which children?
Yeah.
That's a big question.
They're entitled.
The second question, what is the amount?
$1. $1.
Okay.
So what the Mishnah is saying is, the second ksuva, which is not a Yerusha, it's a second ksuva, which the man owes his wife. And if he's dead, which he died, so he left his wife, when he died, she becomes an almana. And Almana gets a ksuva. The ksuva that his wife or his second wife's children will get satisfies this halacha of Hilchas Yerusha.
So they get 200 mana, and then everything else goes back to the first.
Correct.
And what if she has no money again? Go to the case.
Well, you see, in this case, the Mishnah said that her wife number two gets her ksuva before ksuvas Ben Dichrin.
Okay, so
that satisfies this halacha of Hilchas Yerusha.
Okay, so
you hear this?
This is a major problem. I'll give you an example right now. I have a person has a wife, he has a ksuvas Ben Dichrin for, and then another one, he likes the other one better.
Right.
So what does he do right before he dies? He gives away all his presents to their kids, it's gone. What's left on it? Nothing except for this product.
Correct. There'll be no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin.
And all of a sudden, he
correct.
Messes
correct.
Up again.
There'll be no
more.
Correct. There'll be no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. We got to move. There'll be no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin in that case. By the way, this is going to be Machlokas. Machlokas tonight in a minute. Rabbi Kiva is going to argue. So just hold on.
What does Dichrin mean? I don't know.
Dichrin means sons.
Zachar. Just
sons. Yeah.
No.
Right. Okay. So Shema again. Number two. Shema Mina. Ksuva. Nas is Moser Lechavrite. Ksuva counts as this Moser Ksuva, as this extra estate money that you have to have to be Makai the bits of Yerusha. The Ksuva counts for that. There's a Moser extra Lechavrita for the friend, meaning for Ksuva's Ben Dichrin. Mimai, how do you know that? In Midalok Tani, it didn't say Im Yesham Moser Dina. It didn't say that. It didn't say, well, if there's an extra dollar, then Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Why didn't it say that? Because the Ksuvas, the extra dollar. Good? Number three, Ushma Mina, Ksuvas Ben Dichrin, Lo Tarfim Yimishabdi. And you see also, Mati, that Ksuvas Ben Dichrin cannot go after Lukuchos. So the man, if he wants, can avoid Ksuvas Ben Dichrin by selling it all. And cheat them out of the money.
Putting everything in his wife's name.
Putting everything in his second wife's name, yes.
Exactly.
Because if they could do such a thing, then the husband, the wife, the kids, number one, will go to kids, number two, take the land right back.
Exactly.
Since they can't do that, obviously they can't do that. Okay? Good?
Is it good?
You understand what's going on here? Okay.
Depends who's smarter now.
Mask of Ravashi. Now we're going to ask a question on case number one. Or Shmamina number one. Shmamina number one was that you say Ksivas Ben Dichrin even where wife number two is still alive. We said that was a weak reason not to say it, but we say it. Shmimai, why? Dilma, lo lemelach achas b'chayev achas b'moso ein Ksivas Ben Dichrin. In really, in that case, there will be no Ksivas Ben Dichrin. Umay Kodman. And what does it mean that wife number two comes first? Kodman Lanachla Katani. And only for Yerusha. The Chi Tema Yarshe Rishona Lamali. Then why are they called Yarshe Rishona? They should be called Bnei Rishona. They're not Yarshim now? Well, I did Shnei Rishona Vyrusha Tainami Li Yarshe Rishona. Because we call the first ones that also. So maybe that's not even a raya. And ukidah marta ksuvas nasis mosa lechavrita, and you want to tell me that the ksuva counts as the extra dollar, so that the wife number one is entitled to ksuvas ben dichrin. La'olam emalach ein ksuva nasis mosa lechavrita. It's not true. Not true. V'hacha who deka mosa dina. But here there was extra money. There was extra cash. So the extra cash will be divided evenly. So you makaya mitzvah yerusha. But who said the ksuva is the extra yerusha? Now, by the way, you should just know the achas b'chayev, achas b'moso tanoihi. This issue is really when this happens. This the order of the death is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya mesu echas b'chayev echas b'moso. This is what happened. Rachel died, then the husband died, then Leah is waiting. Right, so this is the same case. Benanas Omer, Benanas says yicholim b'nei rishon alama l'vnei shniya. Wife number one's kids can say to wife number two's kids, right? B'nei balas chov atem. You're a balas chov. You're entitled to the ksuva. Tilu ksuvas iman v'tzu. Get the ksuva, so we can get our ksuvas ben dichrin. Which that's exactly what our Mishnah said. Rebbe Kiva Omer no kfar kafza nachla misnei b'nei rishona. Wife number two. What does that mean? Kfar kafza nachla. Lefnei b'nei rishona, v'nafla lefnei b'nei shnia. Meaning, there's no ksuvas ben dichrin. Wife number two's children or wife number two will get the ksuva, and whatever is left is divided evenly among all the yerushim. What about ksuvas ben dichrin? There's no ksuvas ben dichrin. There's only ksuvas ben dichrin if both wives are dead. Why should that be? I'm not 100% sure.
Why should that be?
That's what Rabbi Akiva holds, which is even worse than what you want to say. Even worse.
I was
saying any of the same. That means the first father-in-law loses everything.
Correct.
The other father-in-law gains.
Correct. If the wife's still alive.
Yeah.
If wife number two is still alive. Now, my lab...
How fair is that?
No, but that's why you really can't get this over this.
Yeah.
That means you knocked out every single super
right.
different.
Right. By an unscrupulous person. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, my lab, what are we arguing about? Mar Savar, Benanas holds, Achas Bechayev, Achas Bemoso, Yeshav Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. Of course it applies. Umar Savar, Bekiv holds, no. Achas Bechayev, Achas Bemoso, Eilem Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. There's no Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. It doesn't apply. Omar Rabba, Ashikhin al-Rabban and the Bear of Rav, the Yasi Vikamar, Kuliyam Achas Bechayev, Achas Bemoso, Yeshav Ksuvas Ben Dichrin. No. Everyone holds that. Even Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva talking about? V'hacha the ksuvas nasir mosa lechevrita. Well, does the ksuva count as the extra cash? That's the machlokas. Also, v'hu adin lebalchov. And there's another guy who's owed money. When the father died, not only did he owe ksuva, and ksuva is benedichrin, but he also owed the uncle $1,000. Kamiflagi. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar, benanath holds, ksuva nasith mosul lechevrita. The ksuva itself counts as the extra money. Therefore, ksuva is benedichrin will kick in, because you're not uprooting hilchas yerusha. V'hu adin l'bachov. And so too, you can pay somebody else. Umar savar, and Rekiv would hold, ein ksuva nasith mosul lechevrita. No, it doesn't, not true. There is no such thing. The ksuva can't count as the extra cash. Ksuva is ksuva. So therefore, you hear what he's saying? A ksuva can't count as that extra money. That's not hilchas yerusha. That's hilchas ksuva. That's a new. That's not yerusha. Why should that count? V'hu adin lebalchov, and so too for a balchov. I'm not sure what that means. And so too for a balchov. What does that mean?
The
guy who's owed the money.
You can't mix
the chov
and
the ksuba.
That's
correct.
And I said,
no. A balchov, everybody would agree that it's extra. What does that mean, it's extra? What does that mean, it's extra? Right?
But the balchov is not the stand first.
That the chov goes first. He goes first. Keep pleading. The whole machlokas is biksuva. So what about the ksuva? Is a ksuva about? In other words, if you have extra, what I think we say is if you have extra money, even though you're paying it to what's his name, that counts as extra cash. And then ksuva's been different. He can kick in. The guy had $1,000 extra. He has exactly ksuva's been different, exactly the ksuva, and an extra $1,000. But the extra $1,000 is mashuba to Reuven. So give Reuven the $1,000. And then
everything
and else can kick in. But even though there's no Yerusha, but the extra $1,000 could be counted as Yerusha.
Right.
The only machlokas was, what about the ksuva? Does that count as the extra money? So the Yerusha is working? That's the machlokas.
Right.
Maskefle, Rabbi Yosef, 1 second. Ihachi, Rabbi Akiva Omer, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Kfar kafsel nachla. That the minute the guy died, Yerusha kicked in. So meaning, ksuva's benedichrin now is over. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. The ksuva gets paid. Ksuva spinadichrin does not get paid. And what happens to the rest of the estate? It's divided evenly. The only time ksuva spinadichrin would work is if both wives die. Right? That's what Rikiva said. He said, in kafsel nachla. Now that we changed the whole machloket, that makes no sense. What it should say is, im yesh moser dina mi boyale. It should say, well, if there's extra money, then ksuva spinadichrin will apply. And if not, not. It has nothing to do with kafsel nachla. That's the way we explained it. El Amar of Yosef, right. V'achas b'chayev, achas b'moso, kamiflagi. You're right. We'll go back to what we said before.
One died
and one's still alive. V'hai tana, and this machlokes is the same machlokes, hani nami tanoi. It's the same machlokes between Rav Shimon and somebody called the Tana Kama, the Tanya. Nasef Rishona, if somebody marries wife number one, umesa, and she died. Nasef Hashnia, then you marry wife number two, umes who, and he died. Boy and the children of wife number two, la'achar misa, after the husband died, v'notel and ksuvas iman, and get their ksuva. Reb Shimon Omer, 1 second. Im yesh mosa dinar, if there's extra money, elu notel and ksuvas iman, ve'elu notel and ksuvas iman. Right? Number two can get their ksuva, number one can get their ksuvas ben dichrin, v'yim lav, but if there's no extra money, chalkin b'shav. You have to divide it evenly. Why? Because the ksuva doesn't count as the extra cash. Why? My labal kalifagi, mar savar, Reb Shimon holds, achas b'chayev, achas moso, yesh lam ksuvas ben indichrin. Umar savar, and the Tanakama holds, achas b'chayev, achas moso, ein lam ksuvas ben indichrin. That's what the Gemara is going to suggest now. Now we're going to stop, and now the Gemara is going to say, no, not necessarily true, right? They're arguing, what are they arguing about? Okay, we'll do them on the line. Lo, the kuliyam achas b'chayav achas b'mozo yeshlem ksuvas ben indichrin. Everyone can agree to it. V'hacha b'dinar mikarkoi kamiflagi. They're arguing about a new thing now. A dinar land mar savar mikarkoi in metalteli lo umar savar afilu metalteli.
What?
Yeah, ksuvas ben indichrin. In other words, this
come from metalteli.
Yeah, can it come from metalteli? Can it come from metalteli? That's what they're arguing about. Okay, so let's sort of right in the middle of the sugya. Wasn't easy today. Oh, really? All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.